You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? Oh, man, the lines are blowing up. I love Blog Talk Radio, baby. It's Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. I want to definitely give a huge shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio has been supporting us. Love Blog Talk. Thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you for featuring the show on the homepage. And big shout outs to our guests coming up real soon. Baby Bash, baby. We're going to bash the show up and destroy. No, that's not it. Hey, guys, so it's Easy Way Broadcast, and I'm your host, Eric E. Z. Zuli, doing it the easy way. Apologize for the little short delay there. The phone was just not working, and now it's working, and it's all good. So we're going to start the show. So check this out, guys. We got a lot of people that are calling in, and we're going to grab everybody's calls. But we have a fantastic gentleman that actually, and I'm, by the way, if I sound like I don't know what I'm saying while I'm saying it, it's because I'm reading the tweets and the texts and the five different things that are happening to me all at once at the same time. It's crazy. So, so basically we have a gentleman named Shane that's going to be coming on, and this gentleman is a workshop professional. He tells you all the cool secrets and tips and tricks of the casting world, and man, we got so much stuff to talk about, guys. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've been a big fan of our guests for a long, long time, and everybody knows him, Baby Bash. He's famous for all the top songs, Cyclone with T-Pain, and everything he's done with Too Short and Akon and Pitbull and Sean Kingston. It's going to be a lot of fun, and he's going to be coming up around 2:20, and we're going to be bringing on Ty Hollywood, which is a actor and industry host, does tons of events, really, really good friend of mine. He is the reason, actually, we're going to have Baby Bash on the show, and we appreciate you, Ty, definitely appreciate you. But without further ado, guys, we're going to go ahead and bring on Blake. Blake is a workshop professional. Blake, you there? Hey, Blake, you there? Hello, Blake. Blake. Hello, Blake. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, Blake. Can you hear us? Are you there? Hello?
Hey, this is Shane. Can you hear me?
Shane, I'm sorry, Shane. I was saying Blake because I just met with somebody. See, my I apologize, man. My brain is just like spun like a spider in a web right now. There's so much stuff happening, and God is so good. But Shane, pleasure to meet you. My apologies. Shane is what I meant to say.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to somebody else. I said no worries at all. So how are you?
Well, I appreciate you taking the guess that I was, incorrect. I'm great, man. Blessed and how he favored you on Easy Talk. We're doing it the easy way, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're blessed to have you, brother. So talk to us a little bit about, I guess you know the secrets of how to get in with the casting, and you do workshops. Talk to us.
Yeah, we have a company called Actors Advantage Showcase, and basically what we do is we provide an environment where actors can come in and meet casting directors, agents, managers. You know, there's a lot of people that claim to do this in Los Angeles, but we're the number one casting director workshop in L.A. And, if you go to our website, actorsadvantageshowcase.com, you can read just tons of testimonials and success stories that people have had from coming in.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. So what type of success stories can you tell us that you guys have had?
There's tons. We had our biggest one, we had a kid who came in for a showcase that we did. He didn't have any work before he came in. From the showcase, he met a manager, and I think it was about 2 weeks after the showcase, he booked Trouble with the Curve with Clint Eastwood. And it was a really big part in that. We've had someone just recently booked, he's a reoccurring on 90210. So, yeah, in the beginning, it was like, you know, you'd hear one story, and you'd be like, wow. But now it's getting to the point where there's so many, they just kind of keep coming in.
Well, that works. And, you have a Twitter, you're doing the social media thing, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a Twitter link. We have a Facebook link. They're all right on the website. And everything we do, like today we're having a huge Black Friday sale. we're doing six workshops for $180. And everything that we do, we always update the Facebook page. We have a Facebook friends page. We have a Facebook fan page. We have a Twitter page. And we're constantly updating all the new deals, all the new success stories, all the new workshops. We post everything on those different sites.
Oh, okay. Okay, awesome. That's pretty cool. You know, it's really awesome that you guys are opening opportunities for people, and that's what this show is about. We make it a little bit easier on people that are trying to get in the game, trying to learn about the business. And I'm also a funny nut, and people like it, I guess. And you guys can follow me at Eric, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuley, and Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Way Broadcast on Twitter. And we appreciate Tina Truman for bringing you on, man. How'd you meet Tina? Tina's an industry agent, by the way, guys. Industry agent, and she's the bomb. She's my agent.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Many years ago, I was an actor, and she was my manager. And she referred a lot of people to Actors Advantage. So I met her that way. I would always see standing outside, you know, as everyone was coming in, and her and I just struck up different conversations. And yeah, she's really fantastic. She's a great, great woman. So
she is.
I'm very happy to have me on the show today. I appreciate that.
So last question, Shane. Shane, I tattooed it on my hand right now. It says Shane. Last question. What was it that got you into wanting to help people and give opportunities and things like that?
You know, it's such a hard town, and a friend of mine who's a director, he said to me he wished 10 years ago when he came that he had something like Actors Advantage. I think, I've always had a concept since I've moved to town 10, 11 years ago of doing some sort of actor center, some sort of something that, you know, brought the industry professionals to the actors. It made it a little bit easier. It's just always been a concept that I had. And then once I was here for several years and met a fair amount of people, I decided to start Actors Advantage. And I just think there's so much unrecognized talent out there that it feels good to be able to help get these kids a little kickstart. That, you know, before there was Actors Advantage, there wasn't things like this. You just kind of did a mail out and hoped people would recognize you. And now you actually have the opportunity in a private studio to go and show these people what you have. And, and it's worked out great for a lot of people. And at the end of the day, that really makes me feel good.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Follow us on Easy Way Broadcast and Eric Zuley. We appreciate your insight. Guys, make sure you follow him. Say your Twitter one more time.
It's Actors A Showcase at Twitter, Actors Advantage. But if you go to the website, Actors Advantage Showcase, you can see the Twitter and the Facebook links right there.
All right, well, thanks. Thanks for being on the show, man. We really appreciate your advice. Have an awesome day.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Alrighty. All right, guys, so we're going to bring in a very good friend of mine and a gentleman that is very known. His name's Ty, T-Y-E, Hollywood, and this guy is an industry host. He's been on BET, MTV, he's done his thing. He knows a lot of celebrities just like myself, and he's going to be coming on and telling you a little bit about the Ty way. No, I'm kidding. What's up, Ty? You there?
Yeah, what up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man, we can hear you. Now, make sure you speak very clear and precise because right now I think Blog Talk, it's sometimes you can't hear. I want to make sure that my listeners really, really, really get you, and you're the man. You're the man. You're a host just like me. So tell us about yourself, Ty.
I'm good. Like I said, I'm getting ready. Like I said, I've got a couple of school tours and all that coming up. Been taking over a couple of events and all that. Just doing stuff the easy way. You know, and like I said, you asked us about the interview. You know, I hit up my boy, Baby Bash, and, you know, we got him on the line. So, you know, when you're ready, Eric, go ahead.
Awesome, man. Well, I got a special, baby, I've been a fan for a long time, brother. I've been a fan for a long time. So let me go ahead and do that special Easy Way intro before we bring Baby Bash on. So this is Easy Way Broadcasting, guys, powered by WTV. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuley, doing it the Easy Way, and we're about to bring Baby Bash on. Yes, sir.
Today's guest comes to Easy Way Broadcasting like a cyclone. He's a music legend at the top of his game. He has millions and millions of loyal fans. He has collaborated with Akon, T-Pain, Sean Kingston, Frankie J, and Too Short, to name a few. Today we hear all about him, the artist, his music, and how he creates his super hot music videos. Easy Talk is proud to have as our guest, Baby Bash.
What's going on, Baby Bash? How you doing, man? Mr. Baby Bash, you there? Technical difficulties, I guess. Baby Bash, are you there? Hello? Do we have a bad signal on a cell phone? Man, I did that intro all perfect and everything. And we, are you there? Hello? Ty. I think we're having a little technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, but I got the beauty of the text message. We'll figure it out. We'll try this one more time. Baby Bash, you there? I'll have to redo that intro. That was so sick. I guess they're not, guys, so we're going to have them have them call back or I don't know, but it's easy with broadcasting. You know, we're having a good time, and we're doing our thing, and that's how we do it, baby. We do it the easy way, so make sure that, you know, are you there, Baby Bash? Hello? I guess not. We're not hearing them. So I'm getting a text message from my boy Ty here, and no, Ty, I don't know if you guys are on or maybe call back. Because right now I'm just sitting here in the dark and not seeing much. So I'm gonna leave the line open. So maybe you guys will jump on or maybe call back. But guys, we got a lot of awesome stuff to talk about. A lot of awesome things happening, and you guys can check out everything at youtube.com/Eric Zuli. We posted a lot of awesome stuff. We got a couple shows. Let me talk about the shows on Easy Way Broadcasting that's about to be coming up. Monday, there's a company called Matriarch TV. It's a television network, actually, with Dish On Demand pay-per-view. They're doing it real big, lots of shows, and we're working with them. We're doing some things. They're going to be doing a show telling you about all of the shows that they got going on with their network and the producers and their family and what they got going on, and it's going to be hot. And sorry, I'm getting texted at the same time, but it's going to be really hot. They're going to have a lot of awesome shows, some of your favorite celebrities that you guys have seen on TV before. You guys can tune in every Monday. Don't know the exact time yet, but pretty soon we're going to be locking this in. You can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and you can also follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and it's going to be real, real hot here. So I'm gonna call Ty and see what's happening, because I know all the fans are waiting for Ty. What's going on, my man? We're having technical difficulties or what?
Yeah, his phone died. I'm calling you back right now with him.
Which line?
I'm calling you right now, because his phone, he's on his hotline at night when he sat down.
Okay, well text me the number so I know which number to answer. There's like 18 callers.
Number.
Okay, well, I don't see that in, so I'll recall it. Okay, I'll pick that up. All right, cool. Hey, guys, so that's how we do it, baby. We just call on the phone. We get it rolling. Sometimes with technical difficulties. I apologize. I guess Baby Bash's cell phone died. See, too many people calling him. Too many ladies from those music videos. But we're about to bring Baby Bash on, guys. Doing it the easy way, having fun. So Tuesday, Maurice Agger from the NBA, he played for the Dallas Mavericks and the Timberwolves. This man is going to be doing a show on Tuesday, anywhere from 2 to 4, don't know exact time yet, but he'll be doing a show every Tuesday and talking about sports and music, because he's also doing music. He has a company. You can check it out at agermusic.com. He's a producer. He's an amazing gentleman, real good friend. He's actually a client of ours as well, and he's got a show, and it's going to be really, really awesome. So if you're a sports fan, if you're a music fan, and you want to hang out with some of his guests and stuff, hang out with us on Tuesday. That's going to be coming up soon. Wednesday, every Wednesday, starting December 12, 12, 12, the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 12, 12, 12, December 12, 2012. We're going to be launching, doing a launch party. Come hang out with us. It's going to be at, I believe, a Mercedes-Benz dealership. Haven't got everything perfectly, exactly locked in yet. We need some music up in here, but we haven't gotten everything completely locked in yet, but it's going to be a really hot, fun event. It's going to be a launch, and that's going to be every Wednesday at 3 o'clock by Sarah Winchester. The show is called Sarah's Secrets, and you can follow Sarah's Secrets, S-A-R-A-H-S, Secrets, number 4, and you, Sarah's Secrets for you on Twitter. Sarah's going to be talking about the celebrity gossip and the relationships and, you know, what the girls do and talking about guys. And it's a fun type of show. So if you're into that type of thing, every Wednesday, 3 p.m. We're going to be doing it the easy way. That's that. And then we have a comedy show, real funny show, some great people. And I got my man Ty calling in me again. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, Ty, we're live on air. What's going on? I don't see you guys calling in. Okay, what's the last four digits?
He's got a 5713 number.
Okay, got it, perfect. Got it. All right, guys. So I think we're good here, and I think we got Mr. Baby Bash on. I'm gonna redo that intro there because it was so tight. So I think we got Baby Bash on, guys. And without further ado, here we go. Yes, sir.
Today's guest comes to Easy Way Broadcasting like a cyclone. He's a music legend at the top of his game. He has millions and millions of loyal fans. He has collaborated with Akon, T-Pain, Sean Kingston, Frankie J, and Too Short, to name a few. Today we hear all about him, the artist, his music, and how he creates his super hot music videos. Easy Talk is proud to have as our guest, Baby Bash.
Hey, what's going on, baby? You there?
Yo, what's cracking?
There he is. There's that famous voice. What's up, my man? Pleasure to have you on the show.
Ain't nothing like two intros.
Exactly. That's how we got to do it for you, baby. Hey, man, thank you so much for being on. And yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate Ty for bringing you on. And you're a legend, brother. You've done music with everybody. I'm a fan myself, a big fan of the Cyclone. I know you've transitioned your style. You've done a lot of awesome stuff. I got to tell you, man, props. You have a serious fan base. And you know what I notice is a lot of people have numbers, but I went on your Facebook and, like, I couldn't even type a comment because there's so many comments coming in at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing your thing, brother.
Well, I try, man. I appreciate it. You know, I've always prided myself on hard work, you know, and, you know, concentrating on everybody and not being a diva and not thinking I'm too good for this and too good for that. You know, even though, you know, I've been on the radio for many years and, you know, I still get happy when, you know, I've heard my songs a million times on the radio, but I still act like it's the first time. So, you know, I stay hungry, I stay passionate. And, you know, I've always been a people person, so I love to relate to my people. And, you know, my fans will tell you, compared to anybody else's fans, I'm probably the most down-to-earth, and I try to reach back to my fans as much as I can and, you know, stay down-to-earth with everybody.
That's important, man. I notice a lot of public figures don't follow their fans back. They don't tweet back. They don't respond. That's what this show's all about, is helping celebrities interact with their fans. And so we're blessed to have you on. And I think we got a Ty back. Let's see if we got Ty. Ty, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
There we go. Okay, so we got Ty on.
What up, pimp?
What up, bro? How you doing?
We got it together. We on the line with air. We good now. We in there like swimwear.
All right. We in like flip. So tell us the story, guys. How did you guys meet? You know, why are we on here now?
Well, like I said, I was booked to host the event at the sports arena in Los Angeles, California, and Baby Bash was one of the headliners for it. And like he said, he's one of the most down-to-earth people that, you know, I've met. You know, he opened his arms and let me come into his, you know, his dressing room and all that, and we chopped it up, and from there, it's just been, you know, like I said, that's been a real good call of mine.
That's pretty awesome.
Ty's a cool dude. Ty's a cool cat, and you know, I get along with cool people, man, so, you know, it's always all good with cool people.
So how important do you think it is to be down to earth and humble? And if you can remember the second question, see, I make it a little bit difficult and more difficult as it goes on. How do you stay humble? So how important do you think it is to be humble? And if you can explain a little bit about that, and then how do you stay humble being in the position you're in?
Well, I've always considered, you know, from day one, I was always on my humble hustle. I always called it my humble hustle. I hustle hard, but I keep it humble. And for me, it's kind of easy, you know, to tell you the truth. It's crazy because I never really wanted to be a star. I played college basketball. I wanted to play basketball. I never wanted to be like a music star. And the music kind of just came as a gift. Like I learned how to write, and I learned how to create hooks and arrangements. Like all the songs you ever heard me on, I wrote the hooks. Like no matter if it's with Akon or T-Pain or Sean Kingston or Frankie J or Pitbull, I was always in charge of make sure I write the hooks. And I guess that's a gift. It just comes naturally to me, so I've always been able to write songs. I've always told people I'm more of a songwriter than a rapper, so I don't have the rapper's ego. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never really wanted to be a rapper, more of a songwriter, but, you know, and I know how to create songs, so I was more of a songwriter than have a rapper's ego. So I don't really have a rapper's ego, which keeps me humble. And staying humble, just, you know, I got, you know, my team, my family, they keep me humble, you know, no matter if I'm baby bash or not. And, you know, I take care of a lot of people, a lot of families, you know, money-wise, the money's there. I love the money. I can't complain about the money, but, you know, my friends and family are probably more important than anything, you know.
I agree, man. And to tell us about the transition, like, you know, I really want to know, because, yeah, obviously there's a hustle and a struggle in the beginning. And then, you know, what was that transition to where you met Sony and you met the more mainstream stuff? You started being paid. And you know, what were some of the handshakes? And if there's any particular people you want to shout out that were the middleman that helped you, yeah, tell us that story.
I actually had, you know, I was doing a lot of underground music before with Dope House Records. It was more hardcore stuff than before I got on the radio. And finally, when I was doing my hardcore stuff, I see my pockets were pretty broke, and everybody would always tell me, Bash, you need to do a radio song. You need to do a radio song. I mean, I kind of didn't want to do a radio song. In 2003, I met up with Frankie J, my homeboy Frankie J. He was in a group called the Cumbia Kings, which is Selena's brother's group. I don't know, you know, the legendary Selena, the Mexican singer Selena, but her brother had a group called the Cumbia Kings, and I met Frankie J, and he wanted to do English song, so, you know, I said I had a song for you to do. It's called Sugar Sugar. And we went to the studio, we cut the song, and I held it for about 6 months, 7 months, not knowing what I was going to do with it, and I gave it to my boy Ed O'Conyers. Shout out to my boy Ed O'Conyers in Corpus Christi, Texas. I gave him the song, he played it, the phones blew up, he started sending it to his radio people, and it kind of just, all the radio people said, hey, the Sugar Sugar song is a hit. Who is this Baby Bash? Because I was still not in the mainstream. I was still underground. They were like, who's this Baby Bash kid? And, you know, the radio station started spreading around, and it caught fire. Universal Records came in. They offered me a fat deal, and then for the rest is history. We just took off with it. Actually, Sugar Sugar, the original song was called Lifted. You got me lifted, shifted. It was called Lifted, but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lifted, shifted, feel something. Yeah.
And I remember Ed O'Conyers from the radio saying, hey, Bash, man, people are loving that song, Sugar Sugar. They're calling in for the Sugar Sugar song. And I said, hey, no, it's not called Sugar Sugar. It's called Lifted. He goes, man, these people are calling Sugar Sugar. We're going to call it Sugar Sugar. You know, otherwise, I'm not going to play it no more. I said, all right, it's called Sugar Sugar then. Go ahead, dog.
There you go.
From then on, I met Akon. I met Lil Jon. I met T-Pain. And they all like my style, because my style of music is more like, it's not really hardcore hip-hop or rap. It's more of good-feeling music. You know, if you can tell by all my songs, there's a lot of good feeling into it instead of trying to be Mr. Egotistical rapper. You know, it's good-feeling music, and I think my longevity, my person has to do with my personality and my style of music in my own lane.
I noticed that, man. I noticed that, and it comes across the humbleness. And you mentioned Akon. Akon's my boy, man. I used to host with Akon and Convict, and I knew all those guys, Detail, and I met Big Ja, and I was at all the music videos. And Akon loves me. I met him through Jason Miller and the whole Shy Dog team. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
So you know his brother Boo.
Yeah, I know his brother Boo. I don't really know them, but I know of them all. I've been at the music videos. I've been around. You know, I was the if you look at What You Need TV, our channel was the Convict channel. Like, we went to all their music videos, did all that stuff. And
oh, wow.
I mean, I got to give props to Khan, man. He is the most humble person ever. Like, I met him once, and then we did a music video. It was the DJ Drama music video. People can type in DJ Drama What You Need TV, and I don't remember the name of it. I think it was Oh, well, anyway, it was a very, very major music video, and I saw Khan there, and he literally grabs me, and he goes, yo, E, you want some pictures? You know, like, and he's shooting his video, and, like, right when they're done shooting, he goes, yo, E, what's up, man? You want some pictures? And, like, kind of pulls me aside and sits in the chair, gives me a little posing. I mean, he was doing, like, a little photo shoot for me, you know? But props to Khan, man. He's a really, really, really great guy, and it's awesome that you transitioned like that. And you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. We got Baby Bash on the line, man, the Latin legend. You like that name I gave you? See the tweets? The Latin legend?
I love it. I love it. I get hit with that a lot. I get hit with that a lot. You know, and it's so funny because... you know, I kind of came up on the car show scene. You know, big props to all the people that go to car shows. You know, being a Chicano in the game, you know, I always would hit the car show, the lowrider car shows up, and try to perform as much as I can. But before I became big, you know, and that's how I kind of created a little fan base before the mainstream. And that fan base actually backed me up a lot when they heard me make the mainstream. So, you know, the lowrider car show circuit helped me a lot. And then, you know, I've met people, and, you know, shit, don't stop, man. It seems like I've seen so many artists come and go. You know, I've seen them have a hit record. Next thing you know, where are they now? They're being a jerk somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I feel you.
That also keeps me humble, is watching all these other artists be jerks and to people, and the way they act, and the way they're such a diva. And I'd always say, I couldn't be like that. I got to stay myself. So that helped me stay humble, you know.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the car thing, because that's how I got in the game, actually. I hosted for a show called Motorsports Mania, which was being shot for Fox at the time. And
oh,
we were always at all those car shows. We may have seen each other a couple times, didn't even know it.
You probably have. You never know. I had a trailer full of chicks. I was one with a trailer full of girls in it, you know, partying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. And that's another thing, man. Is like, you got to share or something. Now, you got to, like, hit us up. You hit the homies up. Like, your music videos... Where do you get these girls at? Do you cast them personally, or is that your team?
I've been pretty lucky on the female side. Yeah, you know, I cast most of the videos myself. You know, whether they be homegirls I know, or girls I've dated, or girls I've seen, or just you know, girls that want to be in videos. I come across a lot of ladies doing shows, and so, you know, I'm always looking for a new look. You know, say, hey, you know, make sure they never been in a video before. Say, hey, can you dance and be in a video? Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people pay for a lot of chicks, but, you know, I've been lucky not having to pay for too many chicks, you know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed.
Well, you're blessing them with an opportunity as well. And, I mean, you gotta take care of their gas and parking and things like that. You got to take care of their costs as much as possible. But they're getting blessed with an opportunity to be involved in Sony or MTV or whatever you're doing. So, and your videos are hot. Let's talk about
your
videos.
Actually, my Sugar video, if you look at my Sugar video, the very first girl is a UPS girl, and she ended up being in the Pussycat Doll a year later.
Oh my gosh. I remember her.
Yeah. I mean, you
man.
Know, that was
I,
so funny.
Small world.
So every time I used to do a, you know, we go on tour with the Pussycat Dolls, and we'd hang out, so it would always be fun. And she would always like, oh my God, I can't believe I was a UPS girl in your video. Now I'm a Pussycat Doll. I was like, yeah, see, good, you know, good things happen.
Yeah, you know, we did Millions of Milkshakes with one of the Pussycat Dolls, Melody. I loved how you guys edited that too, because like she was walking down the street and all of a sudden, bam, pause. There she is, UPS girl. Yeah,
and then you know UPS tried to sue us. You know that?
Really?
The actual cup, yeah, because her butt cheeks were hanging out too much. They said they don't like, you know, they don't represent where girls' butt cheeks hang out in the uniform, but you know. I told them that wasn't me. That was the director.
That's my other question: is these music videos? Are you involved in the production aspect of things at all, or are you just mainly?
I just mainly bringing the girls. You know, everything else the directors try to handle. You know, I just try to consider the music. But I rejected a lot of videos. Like there's a couple of videos that I don't like that I did. You know, tell you the truth, but they ended up, they looked good on paper, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted them to. So there's a couple I don't like, but usually, you know, I throw my ideas in, you know, on the fly as we go along.
Well, you got Cyclone, you got the music video you did with Pitbull, you got Sean Kingston. That's one of my favorites. I love Sean Kingston. And, I mean, I loved is you transitioned your style to a whole different type of music when you did that Sean Kingston thing.
Yeah, well, I'm a big reggae fan. So, you know, I listen to rock, I listen to reggae, I listen to rap, I listen to pop, I listen to old school, I listen to a lot of music, so I can just transition. I can do so much different stuff because I'm so influenced by so many different people, you know, so many different artists. You know, I love songwriters. I love real songwriters, you know, whether it be from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or current. I just love songwriters. So, you know,
let me take you back in the past a little bit. What was that thing that made you want to be a songwriter and artist and stuff? Because, you know, there's so many different things you can do. But when you're a kid, I mean, let me ask you this question. What age was it when you knew you wanted to be a songwriter and an artist?
Probably 18, when I graduated high school. My boys were going to the studio. They had a song called Back to the Hotel. In Too Deep had a song called, old school song, Back to the Hotel. And I hung around the little brothers. So when I'd go to the studio and see what they were doing, after basketball practice, because I was playing basketball at the time. So after basketball practice, I'd, I'd go to the studio and hang out and see them having fun and doing it. But they were just rapping. I would always try to, you know, they'd ask me about hooks and choruses, and I'd always come up with something for some reason. And it just came naturally, and that's when I knew I wanted to do music. And that's when I actually stopped going to school. You know, I was a freshman in college, and I stopped going to school because I wanted to hang out in the studio, and, you know, it turned out all right.
Wow, and exactly, and not no message out there to anybody that's listening that it's not good to go to college, but, you know, I didn't graduate from college either. I'll be real. I went to marketing classes. I went to communications. I learned what I needed to learn. But hey, I'm doing my thing now, and you can be successful, you know, without it. But not throwing a message out there. Yeah, exactly. Now, what was going on in your mind when you were doing these music video projects? And when you talk about Sean Kingston, Pitbull, T-Pain, Akon, you've done so many different videos. What was going on in your mind when you're shooting that, and then after set and everything? Like, how does an artist think when they're shooting their music video?
Huh, what goes on through my mind? So many different situations. I mean, you know, sometimes I think I was really into the camera, getting my performance shot right, or just, I laugh a lot. So we're always fun. I'm always laughing. So I was probably laughing a lot, just like cracking up, because I'm thinking like, wow, look at me. I'm doing this. I'm right here, you know, doing this song with Akon or with E-40 or with Too Short, or, you know what I mean? All these people, and I'm just, all the people that I kind of idolize, now I'm right next to them, and they're giving me love. And so it's always kind of funny to me. Even when I wake up sometimes, I have to pinch myself and think, like, hey, is this really my house? Like, I look around, you know, is this really my big old house? I can't believe it. You know, I own it? Wow. So I'm always, like I said, I always feel like I'm an overachiever. I've always overachieved to myself. You know, other people think, you know, that I've just been blessed, but I think I overachieved somehow, and I always wonder how it happened, like what made it happen. It's crazy.
And who's your inspiration as an artist?
As an artist, I got so many. You know, Bob, I'm a big Bob Marley fan. I'm a big, big, big Bob Marley fan. Big Outkast fan. I always love Outkast. Too Short, Mac Dre, E-40. You know, it's so crazy because I have a wide range. That's why I could do pop, urban, and rock, because I have such a wide range of influences. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty and Lenny Kravitz and Metallica and, you know, Gregory Isaacs and just a bunch of reggae artists. So it's weird. It's so weird. I have such a wide range of artists that I like.
So let me ask you this, man. If you could go back in your past and remember what kind of made you successful, and if you were to pass on to something to the listeners, you know, some advice of what you think made you successful, like when you were networking. Can you think of a couple pieces of advice that we can tell the listeners that brought you to that next level of success and made it a little bit easier on you? Am I saying
this
right?
I can give you the cliches of don't ever give up and don't let no one tell you no.
We can't do that. Everybody does that.
I'm not going to do that. That's what I said. I could give you that, which, you know, don't let no one tell you no. Don't ever give up, you know, which is a great cliche and all that stuff, but I think, you know, logic and meeting and networking people and traveling, because what happened, I went to Houston, Texas, and soaked up some game in Houston, Texas with South Park Mexican, STM, my boy. Shout out to my boy STM. Love him to death. Big inspiration to me. And I kind of soaked it. So I was a California boy. We went to Houston, Texas, and kind of combined the sound and stirred it up in my own little pot and created my own little lane. And I just think people really need to network, and they need to listen. Instead of being so egotistical, they need to listen to other stuff and see what's going on. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I did. You got to listen and network and meet people, and don't be in a cave, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, do everything you can, the social networks, just meet people and, you know, be nice. You know what I'm saying? Be nice. Don't be an a-hole. Be nice.
Be nice, be real, and follow up. Follow up is also key. Those emails.
Don't think you're too cool for anything. You know, no one's too cool for anything. Don't be too cool to follow up, and don't be too cool to make friends with, you know, if you think you're a gangster, don't be thinking you're too cool to make friends with more nerdy guys or nerdy girls, or, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be cool with everybody. I always protected the nerdy people. You know, people always think, oh, you know, I'm a player and all that stuff. Which, you know, I do date, but I've always stuck up against the bullies, and I've always, you know, been nice to everybody. Like, even in radio, like, one day radio station, you might be, you know, you might be some guy who's just passing out bumper stickers and he's low on the totem pole. A year later, he's a program director. You know what I'm saying? I've actually had that happen where program directors are like, man, Bash, I remember you were so cool to me, and I wasn't nothing. I was just driving the van around. So I'm always, I love your records. I love your music. I've been a fan since then. I'm always going to play your records. So that's always a key, is being nice to people.
Well, the other thing, too, is especially in Hollywood, you never know who people are. I've met people that didn't seem like much, and they turned out to be the son of somebody that's a major president of a major network or something. You know, like, you never know who people are. I mean, you want to be nice anyways, but Hollywood is a very, very small town, you know, so especially, I mean, anybody. And also your fans. Your fans are big supporters. Your fans will support you if you support them back. And that's one of the reasons I actually created this station.
I never turned down a picture. I've seen artists turn down pictures, turn down autographs in my face. I couldn't believe it. And these people were like diehard fans of these people, and they were like, nope, nope. And these people were like, oh, my God. So, you know, I've never turned down a picture, never turned down an autograph. I'm the guy who always stays late after the show to make sure I sign everybody's, you know, autograph. You know, you can ask anybody I've done a show with. They always trip out like, man, Bash, how do you do it? But, you know, I'm patient, and, you know, I'd rather be signing autographs than getting in trouble, you know, so it's all good.
Well, out of all the projects that you've done, Bash, what do you think is one of your... I know, and I don't want to put you on blast where, like, oh, all the projects weren't great, but you had such a promising career. Out of everything you've done, which was your favorite and why?
Wow. So many favorites. You know, I go through different times where it's my favorite. You know, one week, this is my favorite. Another week, this is my favorite, you know. I've always loved performing... all the songs, Baby I'm Back with Akon, you know, of course, Sugar's My Baby, Cyclone, the one, Go Girl with E-40 is probably one of my favorite songs to perform because I can do my little funny dances on those. And, you know, like I said, I have different opinions, but my biggest step in my whole career, I'd have to say, was being able to get on Carlos Santana's album a couple of years ago. So, you know, no matter what the critics say in the whole world, a critic can say anything they want about Baby Bash, but Carlos Santana, one of the biggest legendary musical influences in the world history, put me on his album, and he said he was a fan of my music and my style. So any music critic can go eat one because, you know, I mean, I've had the stamp of approval from legendary Carlos Santana. And even my family, you know, being Chicano, it's like, Carlos Santana, oh, not my Richie. It's like La Bamba, you know what I mean? We're like La Bamba sometimes, but... being able to work with Carl Santana on his album a couple of years ago was probably my biggest stamp of approval. You know, having his stamp, him even know who I am, is probably my biggest, you know, my biggest stamp of approval that I've had.
Well, congratulations. And being that you're Latino, you know who Mellow Man Ace is? Mellow Man Ace with used to be Cypress Hill.
Of course, yeah, Mellow's my boy.
I just had Mellow Man Ace on my show, and you should definitely listen to that because you guys are very similar. You have a very similar answer format. And you mentioned Go Girl, so I'm going to go ahead and play a piece of that, one of my favorite songs, one of the new songs. And do you want to talk a little bit about this project, this song, before we play a piece?
Yeah, Go Girl. You know, I've always wanted to do a song with E-40. You know, 40 Fonzarelli, and he, you know, for a couple of years we'd always miss each other, saying, "Hey, we got to get in the studio. We got to get in the studio." Finally, we get in the studio. The beat was ready, so you know, we had a couple of girls in the studio. We said we need a Go Girl, and the song actually took about, you know, hour to make. And next thing you know, it was all over the radio. We made a tight video. The video is awesome. Shout out to my girl Ladia Yates for the dancing. The choreography is crazy sick. So if you want to see some crazy sick dancing, check out Go Girl.
Yes, sir. So, hey, guys, without further ado, this is Go Girl by Baby Bash on Easy Way Broadcasting. We're doing it the easy way.
Excuse me, miss. What's your name? I don't want to tell you the same old thing. Drop it low. Make it pop. I can do this all night, shorty. I don't want to stop. I need a Go Girl. I need a Go Girl. Girl, money on the dance floor, getting low, girl. A girl with cake that'll make my toes.
I'm grooving while I'm listening to that. You guys, it's Easy Way Broadcast. We're back. That was Go Girl with Baby Bash. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zulu. The lines are open, 914-338-1303. We're watching our Twitter. We're watching our Facebook. We appreciate all the different tweets and all the different posts we're getting. By the way, Bash, I really appreciate the retweets and the love that you were giving me and the station, and thank you for telling your fans about the show. I hope whoever's listening is enjoying.
All good. Yeah, they're getting a pretty good different insight. You know, sometimes I do interviews with radio stations, and, you know, it's the same old questions, the same old thing. This kind of gives you a little bit more insight, a little more deeper, with a more human side, you know, than everything. So it's all good.
There's only – all I got to say, man, is there's only one easy way. There's only one broadcast, only one person that does it the easy way, and that's me. And I'm really about giving people as much advice as possible from people that have done it. And we open a lot of doors and whatnot, and we appreciate all the followers and all the support we have. So that was Go Girl, guys, and now we're back with Baby Bash. We do have a couple callers, so I'm going to go ahead and grab one of these callers and see what's on their mind. Caller 805-9446, you're on the line live with Eric Zulu, Baby Bash, and Ty Hollywood. What's going on?
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is Barbara, Miss B.
Oh, Barbara, how you doing?
Hey, Baby Bash, what's going on?
How you doing, Barbara? Everything good?
Everything good, everything good. You know, actually, I wanted to thank you because now you are following me on Twitter, man. You made my day.
Watch. I try to follow, you know, when I get on Twitter, I try to follow back as many as I could when I get a chance. You know, it's impossible to get everybody back because my stupid iPad takes a while to keep loading up everybody. It takes a while. When you press follow, you got to wait a little bit, so it's like I can't stand it for hours, but I try my best.
Yeah, you do your best, and, you know, definitely. I mean, I think everybody appreciates the fact that you can be so down to earth and connect with your fans and whatnot. And, you know, that's what's up. I really appreciate you doing this interview today and letting us know more about you.
No problem. It's all good, baby.
All right, guys.
What's your Twitter, Barbara? We appreciate you you calling in and supporting.
Oh, no problem. My Twitter is Miss B805. So everybody follow me at Miss B805. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And, keep following us and enjoy the show and make sure you tune in to Ray J next week.
All right.
You
cool.
got Ray J next week?
Of course, man. Got Ray J.
I got to hit a song with Ray J. I haven't put it out yet, but me and Ray J, that's my partner, though. I got to hit record that I haven't put out yet, though. But me and Ray J got a hard song that we just did not too long ago together. I haven't put it out yet, though, so stay tuned.
Man, Knockout's family. I know Sonya, William, Buck, Ray J, Sahiba. I helped Sahiba. I helped their artist a little bit. You know, like, that's family.
Right.
So, well, we'll have to get a little sneak peek. We'll have to get the first drop on that song then, huh?
That'll be tight. It's dope, too.
Yeah,
actually, it's getting mixed down this week. Coming up, after holidays, it's getting mixed down. Monday, it'll be mixed down, so it should be done by Wednesday.
Yeah, I was there when they did Sexy Can I with Detail. And all that.
Oh, really?
A long time ago.
Yeah, I remember when that song came out, the video was tight.
Sexy Can I Bump Bump. Everybody remembers that song. That song was a hit. All right. So we have another caller. We have 714. I think I know who this is. It's an industry manager friend of ours. 714-3080, Ryan Torres. Is that you?
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up, Easy?
What's going on, man? Hey, we appreciate Ryan.
What's
big
up, baby
supporter.
What's cracking?
What's going down? What's going down?
I love your music, man. Hot.
I appreciate it, man. I try to keep it nice and fly. You know, fly as a hummingbird, man. You try to stay in my lane, man.
For sure, man.
So do you have a question for Baby Bash, right? Or just calling to support the show?
Just calling to support the show. I always support Easy and everything he does. We're doing it big in Hollywood, you know.
That Hollywood life.
Yeah.
That Hollywood life.
Actually, guys, Ryan actually did call in. I'm going to talk about this. We're setting up for some school tours, which Ty Hollywood is very much involved in, pretty much running with Ryan. These two need to connect. Where we're going to be setting up some school tours for Stop Bullying and Teen Self-Esteem and really promoting the whole Easy Way movement, the Easy Way Broadcasting, mall tours, a whole bunch of great stuff. So Ryan's going to be a part of that, and we really appreciate
Definitely.
Your support, Ryan. You're the man.
Thanks
no
a lot,
problem.
Bro. Thanks a lot, bro. Ty is everywhere, man. Ty is everywhere, man. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
And that bullying, you know, it's so funny how this bullying, you know, I can't stand how people are really bullies. Like, come on now, you're going to be a bully now? Like, all this bully stuff. So weird. Even though people have been focusing on it the last couple of years more than ever, but I just can't stand bullies. Like, what makes you want to be a bully? What clicks in your head to really be a bully to pick on someone who's, you know, who can't defend themselves. It's pretty weird to me.
Yeah, I think they're trying to point, you know.
I'm not going to call them bullies. They're not, to me, they're not called bullies anymore. I'm going to call them weirdos. They're not even bullies. They're
weirdos.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And it needs to stop, man, because there's teens and there's people that are talking about committing suicide and stuff because it's getting so bad.
Know,
so anybody that's listening to this station right now, make sure that you support any stop bullying type of campaigns, anything where teen self-esteem type of issues. We deal a lot with that, and it is getting bad. And if you are a bully, I'm telling you to stop. Baby Bash is telling you to stop.
Weirdo.
Ty's telling you to stop.
Bully,
Ryan, we're all...
If you're a bully, you're a weirdo. If I see you, I'm going to bully you.
Yeah, there you go.
I think you need to make a song about it, Baby Bash. You need to make a song about bullying.
I'm going to call it Wooly Bully, you fully. Wooly Bully, you fully.
Let's fight all the bullies.
Ryan, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We have another caller, guys. 347-8830. You're on the live. You're on live with Easy Talk and Baby Bash. Myself, Ty. What's going on?
Hi, Eric. It's Victoria.
Hey, Victoria, one of our biggest fans. We love Victoria. Hey, the dancer in training.
Yeah, I'm the dancer in training. Yay! Woo!
Do you have a question for Baby Bash?
Right,
you just calling in support.
Hola,
yeah.
Hola, hola,
hi,
Victoria.
Baby, oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God! How you doing?
I'm good. I wanted to know if you're gonna star in any like major like movies or anything.
I'm a horrible actor. They've been trying to get me to do movies for years, you know. And I don't really know if I'm a good actor. I try to look in the mirror and act mad, and you know, try to be an actor. It's so hard. I laugh too much, but actually, Edward James Olmos. They want me in a movie called Philly Brown, and another movie with I don't know if you know who Danny Trejo is. He played Machete.
Yeah,
he plays Machete. Yeah. He has a couple movies that he wants me to get in, and I might try it, you know, next year in 2013.
So you're gonna do action movies?
they've been wanting me to do it for years. I kind of turned them down, but I might try it this year coming up, just for you.
Yay! Oh, can you follow me on Twitter, please? Oh my God, please!
Yeah. Make sure you hit me. And say, hey, Bash, it's Victoria. Make sure you follow me so I can see you and follow you.
Okay.
All right.
We appreciate you, Victoria. You know what I think we should do, man? I love hearing that. I really love hearing the fans. I really love hearing the excitement. I think anybody that calls into the show, 914-338-1303, I think we have to give them a guarantee follow from Baby Bash, myself, and Ty Hollywood. What do you think?
Let's boost up their followers, man.
Yes, sir. So you guys call in at 914-338-1303.
Talk to us.
We're here to interact, and we appreciate you. Victoria, we appreciate you. And I did talk to Shane Sparks, by the way. And, there's some stuff we're setting up for you. We love our supporters. Remember that. And we lost, I guess.
And don't you like my truth, the truth, instead of me bragging and saying, I'm gonna take over the acting world. I've got to tell the truth. Like, I'm not a good actor. It's hard for me to lie, even.
Oh, dude, I can tell we're going to be friends already. You're a real dude, and I can totally tell that. And you know what I like is you don't – like a lot – again, no bad talk on Hollywood, but a lot of people over-exaggerate. A lot of people talk about – everybody with a pen and paper is a producer. Just be real. You know, say what it really is. I met this person. We're in talks about this situation. Let's hope for the best. Not, I'm going to be in this project, blah, 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 or I'm doing this big film and I have no money.
Yeah, I've heard it all. I'm sure being in Hollywood, you've heard it all too. And you know, I feel sorry for the people who fall for anything. No, you know, people got to keep their eyes open in this industry. It's pretty funny.
Definitely. And we have one other caller, 912-5773. If your last digits, I know you've been patiently waiting for about 40 minutes. You're on live with Baby Bash on Easy Talk. Eric Zuli, what's going on?
What's crack-a-lacking, baby?
Hey,
what it do?
Ed Zuli, what's kicking, chicken?
Oh, is that James Napier? You know, we were just talking about charity, my man. Hey, what should I call you? Bash, baby? BB?
Call me Bash. Yeah, call me Bash. Yeah, call me Bash.
How'd you get that name, by the way? How'd
you
get
baby?
Baby Bash?
Yo, baby, come here, baby. Yo. When I go to the East Coast, like when I go to Boston, hey, yo, baby, check this out, baby. Take a picture, baby. I'm like, dude, call me Bash. Call me Bash. You're a grown man. Call me Bash.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, this is James Napier. He owns a charity called Sunshine Survivors Club, been a loyal supporter of the show for a long time. James, do you have a question for Baby Bash, or are you just calling to support the show?
Well, you know, today is a special day, I reckon, with Baby Bash on the line, because I had a special friend of mine out the Chi-Town area, Mr. Haystack, told me to give Baby Bash a special shout-out. He said, make sure you do that. I want my Baby Bash, Baby Bash, Baby Bash here. and he said, you know, that you catch on to the truth deal. And he said, you know, I was telling him, you know, who's Baby Bash? He said, you damn fool, you know, excuse me. But, you know, he had to bring me to the real of the deal, and he said if there was anybody that could help me further my deal with helping the kids, you know, I've been using the Sick 1-8, and he said, you know, that I should mention the Sick 1-8 to Baby Bash and ask if there was any way possible, call this a haystack request. Eric Zuli, if you would, off the air, pass my number to Baby Bash, because he and I need to speak according to what Haystack said, because what he's doing, you know, it's the same thing my boys out of the Sick 1-8 Illinois area is doing. You know, a couple local rappers helping me a lot with these kids. You know, been writing a few songs to help get their awareness out with their cancer campaigns to keep them, inspired to keep on keeping on no matter what the doctors tell them. And for some reason, Haystack said Baby Bash is the man to help Sick 1-8 take it to the next level. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. You feel me?
Oh,
really, man. Hey, good folks, man. That's good folkers right there. That's good peoples, man. That's good. That's a loved one. And, yeah, make sure we get the number off the air. We'll chop it up. And, you know, when I get back out there towards the Chi-Town, man.
Do that for me. It's easy because there ain't no doubt. You know what I do? I'm in it to win it. You know, I'm always trying to help somebody else. But for some reason, you know, Haystack said, tell him straight up, you know, that I sent you. Make sure you do that Baby Bash hit and just tell him, you know, I said to give you a call and, you know, break it down on the down low about the Sick 1-8. You know, we try to get Young Buck to pay attention, but, you know, he's a busy man. So the next best thing, you know, just reach out to Baby Bash. So I'm doing what I was told. You feel me?
Well, definitely, James, and we appreciate you. And I also want to throw a success story out there, guys. James Napier actually introduced me to a gentleman that owns a radio station. And that radio station hookup, that one little introduction, ended up turning into other relationships with 23,000 other radio stations and some stuff that we're doing with them. And we really appreciate that introduction, James. And you were the middleman, and it's not going to be forgotten when some awesome things happen. And what you do for these kids is amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. I recommend you guys both follow each other on Twitter. Maybe just at me and remember, so you guys can remember that you said that you talked to Baby Bash on the show. And you guys connect, and I'll do the best I can to help that happen, because you guys do great things for these kids.
Ain't no doubt, brother. Baby Bash, two deuces up in the air from the Joplin, Missouri area. Definitely, you know, off the air, get that phone number. And I'm going to do the one thing that, you know, most easy does daily, but I'm going to tell it like it is. If there's a way to do it, there ain't but one way to do it, and it's the easy way, baby.
Already, baby, already.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, guys.
Hey,
so that was it.
Yo,
I got a question. That's what I got to know. What is the most craziest fan you've met so far, out of all your fans? Like, what's the craziest thing somebody's done?
I think it would be the one that just screamed in our ear and broke our eardrums.
Well, you know, I've had a couple of. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Napier for coming through and chopping it up. You know what I mean? It's always good. I like to meet, you know, genuine people that try to help the kids, man, because these kids, man, need help out here. Because these kids, sometimes their parents can't take care of themselves, much less the kids, you know. So we got to always look out for them. It's always good to be next best thing to the Young Buck, too, huh?
I don't know, man. If I had to throw my opinion out there, props to Young Buck, but you should have definitely been the first choice.
No, I was joking. But back to Ty's question, you know, crazy fans, you know, I got fanatics, you know, different fanatics. You know, mostly, you know, majority women, you know, we love the women. You know, sometimes you get these other guys, though, that kind of like the males who kind of who put me on more of a pedestal. They put me more on a pedestal than I really should be. You know, I think more because I'm a Latino, a Mexican, I kind of made it, and I think I am, you know, probably one of the only, you know, a lot of Latinos made it, but I'm saying Mexican wise, I think I'm one of the only very few Mexicans that made it. And you know, they come around, and you know, you could try to be nice. But I've had a guy have a scrapbook on me and wanted to get a piece of my hair.
What?
He looked like a gangster. And he kind of looked like a gangster too, and it was weird. And he had a piece of scrapbook, and he wanted to know if I'd give him a piece of my hair to put in the scrapbook. I was like, man, hold up, bro. There's some, you know, I've had some crazy females, but man, this is the first time that, you know, someone did it like that. It was pretty weird.
Wow, I got to put some dark background music on that. That comment right there.
I was like, man, bro, I ain't going to give you a piece of my hair to put in your scrapbook. I'll shake your hand and, you know, take a picture with you, but come on, man.
Man, so you're there where people want locks of your hair and your clothing. Have you ever had a girl come up to you and, like, rip your clothes off or take your hat? You ever have a fan steal a piece of clothing?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of shirts ripped, you know, a lot of shirts ripped, you know, hats. Sometimes I throw my hat to the crowd or whatever, but I've had a lot of shirts ripped. I go home with a lot of lipstick on my cheeks and neck, you know, after shows because I just get attacked, and I sit there and take all the kisses. And so, yeah, you know, pretty good fan. But I love women, you know, I love touching women. So if women touch me and kiss my neck, kiss my cheek, hug me, you know, it's all good.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, so we're going to be right back, guys. We're going to show a little bit of the support we have for the show. And when we come back, we're going to play one of Baby Bash's other songs called Slide Over. Since you're talking about the women, you're going to make me slide over and talk about what that's about.
That's with Miguel, man. That's a nice one right there.
All right, so we'll be right back, guys.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're back. It's your man, Eric EZZooly, doing it. Yeah, I can't even talk. EZZooly, doing it the easy way. Check out the show on YouTube, youtube.com/EricZooly, or the, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com. Got some awesome episodes on there. And we have a couple other callers, actually. Before we introduce this other song called Slide Over with my man Baby Bash here on Easy Way Broadcast, we're going to go ahead and take one more caller, and then we're going to go and pop that song on. We have a caller, 781-4100, you're on the line live on Easy Talk. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Easy? How are you?
Hey, is this Destiny?
This is Destiny. How are you?
Destiny, oh, you're creeping up on 100,000 followers. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm just trying to be like you. I heard you had a special guest on the show today.
Yeah, Baby Bash is doing. This is such a real dude. So Destiny meet Baby Bash. Baby Bash meet Destiny. She's an amazing artist.
Nice to meet you.
Hola, hola. How you doing, girl? Nice to meet you.
¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Yeah, very good. I'm doing very good. Very good. Good to see you. So you're an artist?
I am an artist. I'm actually really excited. I just did a song with Mr. Phillips, and I heard that you guys had done some music together before.
I think we're going to. I think we talked about it. We got to hook it up like a tow truck. So pretty soon.
Hey, that's where it's at.
Hey, I'm going to steal that one.
Congratulations with everything.
I'm going to steal that phrase, hook it up like a tow truck. I like that.
Yeah, you like that, E?
So
So yeah, I'm out here, you know, pushing. I'm doing it easy, and you know, hopefully everybody's Thanksgiving was good. I'm still so full from yesterday. So much pie and cobbler, but I'm doing good today.
Oh, I'm super excited. I actually made this delicious strawberry cheesecake yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I tried to lay it down too.
How are you gonna change this like that, Destiny? You made a strawberry cheesecake. Now I'm hungry.
I know. I did. You know what? I have a piece for you, Easy. I'll hook you up.
Okay, cool. Next time I'll
give a piece of that cake.
Yeah.
Save a piece for baby
Dash
and Tyler.
I'll bring a whole pie for you guys.
That works. We'll come to your next concert. Make sure you better have cheesecake though.
Okay, I'll make sure I have a separate section just for you and cheesecake. It'll be the cheesecake section, and I'll have the Easy Way across.
Yeah. A band. Do you have a question for Baby Bash before we let you go? Because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Yeah, I have a question. When's your new album going to be released?
The new album, actually, the album will probably be around the end of February, maybe, you know, first quarter, second quarter next year. You know, I'm kind of concentrated on just doing singles first, you know, instead of worrying about an album nowadays. I think nowadays it's so digital that you just work on a hot single or not. You know, I've been lucky to drop these singles and get a couple hundred thousand sales on each single and just keep on pushing it and, you know, do the album. You know, once I stack up about six or seven singles, then go ahead and do six more songs and put it together and do an album, you know, because it's so hard, you know. People buy the album, you know, singles on iTunes, but it's very, you know, it's hard to find people to go actually to stores and buy the CD, the actual physical CDs nowadays. So, you know, I'm going the digital way, you know. It's a digital world, so I'm trying to do it the way, you know what I mean? So, you know,
that's
album will be out probably next year sometime.
Nice. So if you put it out in February, will it be like a Valentine type of album?
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good time, right? Good marketing coordination right there. So, yeah, you never know. I might call it, the Valentine album. Who knows? I got a couple smooth ballads with Frankie J that I'm working on, too. So maybe I'll throw it up and put a couple ballads on there.
All right,
that's
Destiny,
so awesome.
You have a really awesome music video as well. Go ahead and plug your music video. Tell people to check it out. I love it.
Okay, well, I have a new video out. It's called Action. You guys can check it out right now online. It's Action by Destiny, spelled D-E-S-T-E-N-E-E. And you can check out a bunch of my stuff online.
Can you send it to my Twitter so I can check it out?
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll send it to you right now.
Perfecto. I'll be checking it out in about an hour.
And that Twitter is D-E-S-T-E-N-E-E Music, guys. Make sure you follow Destiny. We love you, Destiny. Thank you so much for all the support. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play this song. And, you know, baby, Mr. Bash.
Yeah.
you said I'm doing it easy, and that sounded kind of like a drop to me. Maybe if you continued that sentence and said, I'm Baby Bash and I'm doing it the easy way, listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, hint, hint, I can then put on the song. Hint, hint, no,
okay. Okay, wow, good. I could take a hint.
If you don't mind, man, I'm going to count to three, and if you could just say I'm Baby Bash, doing it the easy way, please, you know, keep listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'd appreciate it. So, one, two, three.
Already, baby, it's your nephew, the player made Mexican, Baby Bash, and you already know I'm doing it the easy way. With Easy Broadcasting, my boy Easy, dropping it, good interviews, good hits, just all around good music, good person. And this new song, right, this song that he's going to play right now is by me, and I'm such a fan of Miguel. Miguel is taking over the R&B world, and I had the blessing to work with him, and he's actually come stay with me and live with me in Houston for a while, but before he blew up. So it's called Slide Over, Baby Bash featuring Miguel, Slide Over. It'll get you in the mood, whether you're with your lover, or if you're by yourself, just light a candle and think think of something good and you'll be all right.
Off time. Mommy, let me give me your ear. Let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You're a cutie pie butterfly.
I just want to see you smile.
Give me your mind, girl, I'm so
really feeling you, so really digging you, so tough.
Slide across the leather, let me feel your body heat. Let me get you in the mood while you turning up the beat. Speak, speaking bumping loud, vibrating down the street. You ain't no average girl, so you need someone you need. Spray scraping down the block and a candy whipping new shoes. All up in my ear telling me what she gon' do. And she all on my cologne like some cat scratch fever. Telling me no mommy's gonna match that either. Haters, haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really though. Haters might chatter, but we really ain't tripping though. Long as me and you, baby boo, know it's really though.
Mommy, let me give it young. Yeah, let me sprinkle you with some of this here. You're a cutie pie butterfly. I just wanna see you smile. Shooting just a bit of your time. Suck it up, let it get in your mind. Cause I'm so really feeling you, so really digging you, so just.
Now you as hot as you, summer's girl, and cold as the snow. It's right where anything's possible, but nothing's for show. Your smile's worth $1 million, and girl, I'm feeling your flow. I can't lie, I'm so addicted to your beautiful glow.
All right, guys, so that was Slide Over by Baby Bash. So we're coming to the close of the show, man. Baby, Mr. Bash, that's my new name, Mr. Bash, Mr. Bash. I got to say that 10 times fast. I keep saying baby, sorry. So how'd you enjoy doing it the easy way, my man?
The easy way is the best way to go, man. You know, my grandpa always tell me, he used to always say, hey, I'm an easy rider. My grandpa used to ride motorcycles, and he was an easy rider. So I grew up on the easy way to do it. So, it's all good. You're a good person. I'm glad we got to chop it up. You know, thanks to my boy Ty hanging in there.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm hard to get a hold of sometimes because I'm always, you know, in the studio and in airplanes and hotels and airports. So it's all good. I'm actually getting ready to head to Ontario tonight. I got to go to a boxing match tomorrow in Ontario. My boy's fighting, so I'll be traveling again tomorrow.
That's in the OC, man. You should. We need to talk off set. I live in Orange County, so let's let's around the whole OC area.
Okay, well, just get my number. You have my number, or Todd, just get my number. I'll be in. I'm going to Ontario. The fight's tomorrow night. I got to go to Oscar De La Hoya hooked me up. So you know, Oscar De La Hoya gave me some love. So you might see me on HBO or something on the fight. So it's all good.
There you go. Yeah, no, I'll get everything from Ty. And Ty, we appreciate you bringing Mr. Baby Bash on. And you guys can both answer this last question because it applies to everybody. You know, we're all about social media here at Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. Do you have any success stories of how social media has helped you, Mr. Bash?
Success stories. How can I say success stories? Well, I remember starting off with MySpace and then Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. My Instagram is BabyBash1018, by the way, because some weirdo took Baby Bash and they don't do nothing with it, but I can't get the name Baby Bash on Instagram because they got it. So it's BabyBash1018, which is October 18th, which is my birthday, 1018. You know, and everything else is Baby Bash. So, you know, I don't know about success stories, but I just like to make people laugh. You know, sometimes I feel, you know, on my Twitter and on my Facebook, sometimes I'm an artist, I'm a legend, I'm a helper, I'm a uncle, I'm a son, I'm a father, and sometimes I'm a therapist. You know, I try to, you know, I just want people to feel good. There's so many people, you know, who have so many issues and problems that, you know, that they do, and I find myself talking to people who want to commit suicide, and I make sure I gave them extra love and really talked to them and, you know, and tell them, you know, it's not the way to go. You know, you got to live. And, you know, I don't know if that's success stories, but that's a true life story, you know, and, you know, making people, you know, stop thinking about killing themselves, man, to me is like bigger than any music I've ever done, you know.
I love it, man. So you're an amazing artist and a family man. I bet you're getting ready for Christmas. What's the Christmas gift you're going to get one of your kids? I'm kidding. we don't want them to hear. Well, I mean, actually, if you want to say something of what you're thinking of,
my son is only 3 years old, so he probably he's up on he's watching Spider-Man and Iron Man. All he likes right now is Spider-Man, Iron Man, and the Hulk. So,
what about the Power Rangers? Does he like the Power Rangers?
Yeah, he kind of went through the Power Rangers, but he really literally thinks he's Iron Man. Like even the Halloween, he's Iron Man. He was Iron Man, and then we've seen other little kids have the Iron Man costume, and he ran up to him and say, "I'm the real." He'd go, "I'm the real Iron Man," and try to fight him. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Nice. Well, the reason I mentioned the Power Rangers is they're good friends of mine. They play Super Samurai on the Nickelodeon, and I always love to hit them up and get the toys and some stuff for the kids. They love the Power Rangers.
Yeah,
so if he ever needs that, let me know.
Yeah, we watch that show together sometimes. I like the Power. You know, I always try and watch the Power Rangers. So are you talking about the people that the actors that play under there? They're your buddies?
Yeah. I've had them on all of them. The Blue Ranger, the Gold Ranger. If you go on my YouTube, you'll see me with the Red Ranger, the Blue Ranger, the Gold Ranger, all of them. Green Ranger.
Wow, I'll check it out. That's pretty tight.
Yeah. But all right. So last question of the day, man. Gotta support the fans. You had 24 million views on your T-Pain video, and 8 million on another, and 7 million another 10 minute. Add all those together. What do you want to say to your billions of fans?
I want to say I love you. I love you. I genuinely appreciate all the love. I you know, on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, I really try to read everything. And I know I can't get back to everybody, but I try as much as I can to get back to people and say hello. Like I said, just support Fly Music. I'm glad they support Fly Music. I know, you know, I'm not trying to be the best rapper in the world. I don't want to battle rap nobody. I don't want to freestyle rap against nobody. But I'm always going to write you a solid song. One thing about Bash is I'm going to be cool, and I'm going to write you a solid song. So, you know, I stay cool and consistent, baby.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you again. Once again, Ty Hollywood. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, TyeHollywood, Hollywood, Ty Hollywood. And
yeah,
Billy Bash.
I want two of them. I'm sorry about that. They're about to make me some turkey sandwiches. You know, I got leftover turkey. I need some turkey sandwiches. Hello.
Now, turkey sandwiches and cheesecake. I'm going to go make myself some turkey sandwiches and cheesecake. All right, guys. It's Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. Stay tuned next week, baby, for Ray J. Sexy Can I? Well, that was when I first met him. But Ray J, you guys know who Ray J is. Ray J is the man. Shout out to Knockout Entertainment. We're going to have a lot of fun. So once again, Baby Bash, appreciate you, sir. We will talk offline.
Ray J is real horny, y'all. Just be ready. All you girls, he's horny as hell. He's horny as a housewife. Y'all be careful. Ray J is horny as a housewife, man. Be careful.
Watch out. I know what questions I'm going to be asking. All right, guys. It's Easy Way Broadcasting. Thanks for tuning in.
That's my boy. All right, y'all.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.